Now, there's one confession I need to make to you. Native speakers break these rules. The rules we've practiced together are the usual ways we stress or don't stress words and sentences. Those are the usual ways we do them. But sometimes we break the rules. Usually, we stress the important words in a sentence, the content words, the nouns, verbs, adjectives, and adverbs. Usually, we don't stress the little function words, and the, and pronouns, and helping verbs, and prepositions. That's usually. But English permits us to change the usual stress patterns when we want to point to something special. Listen. John asked us to call his office. John asked us to call his office. What are the words usually stressed? John asked, call, and office. John asked us to call his office. Because office is the last important word, it usually gets the most stress. But listen to these changes. John asked us to call his office. Mary didn't ask us to do it. John asked us to call his office. He didn't order us to do it. John asked us to call his office. He didn't ask you to do it. John asked us to call his office. He didn't ask us to visit it. John asked us to call his office. He didn't ask us to call your office. John asked us to call his office. He didn't ask us to call his home. Now you try it, and be sure to change your stress in each sentence. John asked us to call his office. 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 In English, we stress a famous saying this way, "My house is your house." We think the contrast between my and your is important. Please repeat, "My house is your house." My house is your house.